Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Oh man, if you listen to the show, you know how much I love Adam Sandler movies. So I was so excited this week when it was the 25th anniversary of Happy Gilmore. I was on the social medias and I saw Adam Sandler posted a 30-second clip in celebration of the film's anniversary. Adam Sandler said, "All right, it's been 25 years since I've done this. Let's see what happens. Shooter McGavin, this is for you." And then Adam Sandler plays some golf. He nails the shot, despite having stated previously that he's terrible at golf. Ben Stiller got in on the fun. He played the sadistic, or in his words, misunderstood, orderly who looks after Happy's grandma. Ben Stiller wrote, "That's a beautiful swing, Mr. Gilmore. Congrats on your anniversary and being such a loving grandson. So happy to be a small part of taking good care of her during her golden years." Then Shooter himself, Christopher McDonald, responded to Sandler's tweet with a video of his own. He said, "Let's see if it's Shooter's tour." Then he makes a putt in what looks like his living room. He thanks the fans and ends by challenging Sandler to meet him at the ninth green at 9 o'clock. Let's do this, Adam Sandler. Rotten Tomatoes wrote about the 25th anniversary of the film, saying, "Happy Gilmore is Adam Sandler's best comedy." On its 25th anniversary, we look back at an early Sandler hit that is not only full of great performances and memorable lines, but also changed the way we enjoy golf. Sure did. Happy Gilmore remains as relevant as ever, throwing a soundtrack that seamlessly blends a variety of artists like Lynyrd Skynyrd, House of Pain, Kansas, and of course Diana Ross and Lionel Richie. Tack on a Star Wars-inspired ending with spirits appearing in the sky, you've got yourself one iconic offering. Rotten Tomatoes points out Happy Gilmore actually remains just one of a handful of fresh films over his entire career. When it comes to comedies, Sandler cranked out more in his first 20 years than a first-grade Billy Madison can even count, but Happy's joined by Only the Wedding Singer, Punch Drunk Love, and Funny People in the fresh comedy category, and it's debatable whether the latter two are even comedies in the first place. You know what I'm thinking. Rotten Tomatoes says it is ridiculously quotable. One sign of a strong and long-lasting comedy is a bunch of the jokes live on in popular culture for many years, and while Billy Madison brought plenty in 95, Happy Gilmore took it to a whole new level for the next year. Whether it's on the golf course, somewhere else in the world of sports, or in our everyday lives, the film has earned a gold jacket in quotable lines. Gold jacket? Green jacket? Who gives an S? I eat pieces of S like you for breakfast. You eat pieces of S for breakfast? Why am I saying S? Because the advertisers like that I keep the show clean, and I like money. This place is wrong. That's your home. Are you too good for your home? I've never heard anyone quote that in real life. How am I supposed to chip with that going on, Doug? You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. Do people quote these in real life? I've never run into any of that. But, you know, maybe I don't hang out with fans of Adam Sandler movies. It's possible. Rotten Tomato says it changed the way people enjoy golf. While other classic golf films like Caddyshack and Tin Cup have contributed some notable entries to golf culture, no other golf movie has influenced the game quite like Happy and its unorthodox 400-yard golf swing. Happy riding his golf club like a horse was famously reprised by PGA Tour Boo Weekly during the 2008 Ryder Cup. Shooter McGavin shooting his ball into the hole with his finger gun is a move all true golfers strive to perfect. And let's be honest, if you're not incorporating Chubb's "it's all in the hips" move when teaching your buddy the basics of the golf swing, you're doing it wrong. See, I'm old. I lean towards Caddyshack, and I will 100% go Noonan. And Rotten Tomatoes says the movie features a fight scene that defined a generation. Could we have kept Bob Barker's fight scene with Adam Sandler in the supporting cast section of this article? Probably. But it's more than just a fight scene. It's the fight scene. Not only did it take home the first ever Best Fight Award at the 1996 MTV Movie Awards. Whew. MTV Movie Awards plus Adam Sandler? Count me in, man. But it also introduced an endeared Bob Barker to a whole new generation of fans as ratings for The Price is Right were reportedly on the rise with college kids after the film's release. Really? Wait, you were in college and you hung out watching The Price is Right? You did college wrong. Let me just tell you that. And the legend only grows with stories from set about how Barker wanted to do his own fighting stunts and how he would only do the role if he won the fight. And I agree with Rotten Tomatoes when they say, to quote the man as he delivers a beatdown to Happy, "I think you've had enough. Quick break, come back, do something else." This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, I'm not feeling it, you know, you could switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries. Vulture spoke to the late night writers. I've been picking away at this. The late night writers were anonymous. This writer says the competition was fierce. I didn't watch Colbert for a long time because I was bitter that they were kicking our butt on Jimmy Fallon's show by so much. I guess it's a Fallon writer. Ooh, scoop. I'd go, oh my goodness, we have the greatest monologue today. And it was. Then I'd go home and watch Colbert. And I was like, what do we have to do? What's going on here? I'd watch some of Stephen's at-home shows. And I was like, man, that's how you do it. Colbert's jokes are targeting Trump and only Trump, but they're good jokes. They're really well-crafted. Same thing with Seth Meyers. See, now I think Fallon had a great year. You've heard me talk about that in the beginning of the show most days, that I think Fallon's writers have been on point. The writer says, I feel like we're hamstrung by the audience and what the audience wants. You always have to be making a point about something serious. You always have to be on the right side. We can't be ironic. There was a New York Times article I thought was really spot on about how the Republicans are the ones who can be sarcastic and say what they don't mean, and liberals have to be sincere all the time. Otherwise, you lose people. You don't want to lose the audience you built up. I think there's just going to be some light ribbing of the Biden administration. We're going to set our sights on the people who say obnoxious, sexist, racist things about Kamala Harris. We're going to set our sights on Fox News and the machine against Biden and Harris. That's what the late night show I work on was pre-Trump, just criticism of Hannity and all the disgusting things people say. I don't think we're necessarily going to give Biden a total pass, but I still think I'd use kid gloves. There's a couple reasons Biden is funny, but the primary thing is that he's very, very old, and that's ridiculous. He's out of touch. There was also the whole thing where he was facing those sexual assault allegations. We didn't do a single thing about that. That was a major story, and it's just like, we're not going after that. I sound like I'm a conservative, but I'm not. Sometimes I'm like, are we a propaganda machine? I don't know. There's a weird double standard. And that is your daily comedy news for today. You can follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows. If you want to buy me a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. $5 if you appreciate what I do, and I will appreciate you back. See you tomorrow.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.